I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. We are here with Mia Made It. Mia, go ahead and say what's up to everybody.
What's up, everybody?
All right, guys, we're back. This is going to be a specifically quiet episode because right now Ian is, everybody knows Ian. Shout out to Ian. Ian's asleep on the bed, so we got to kind of, you know, keep it to a minimal level, but we're still going to get the podcast done. It's another late night session. Mia, how do you feel? You excited to be back on? It's been a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I've been waiting for this.
Yeah, so guys, just so y'all know, we are considering making the podcast or going from one podcast, which is a preview, to two podcasts of the Mia Made It series, and we're going to do a preview and a review of each PLE. So that's more content for you guys. That's something for y'all to look forward to. Speaking of content, though, Attitude and Assumptions, dropping May 22nd, 2024, by DIG, produced by Chach with the Heat and True Rye Low. You guys can find that on Spotify at DIG, May 22nd, dropping at midnight. I can't wait. I'm excited. So what are we talking about, Mia? Where are we going with this? What's the pay-per-view? Because I personally haven't been paying much attention, but what's the pay-per-view and what time and where?
Tonight we're going to be covering the topic of WWE WrestleMania Backlash that takes place tomorrow, May 4th, in France.
In Lyon, France, right?
Lyon, France. I don't know what time, though.
Me either. I think it's like 9 in the morning.
Yeah, 9 in the morning for us.
For us, yeah. For us. So over there in France, shout out. I don't know what y'all got going on, but something like that. It's 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock. It doesn't say there. We don't have
We
don't have our usual graphics because
WWE slow.
Shout out to WWE. Because they were missing a match, I believe, right? Yeah. And it might have been the women's tag team match, so we weren't able to find it. But Mia's pulling it up right now. That way we can have the actual time. That way we can let y'all know. But before we do that, guys, I will let y'all know there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 matches. There's a women's tag team championship match. There is a WWE women's championship match. There's a world heavyweight championship match and an undisputed WWE championship match. I like that. 4 of the 5 matches are going to be title matches. That's exciting. That's a fun pay-per-view. WrestleMania Backlash, whatever it's called, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what it's called at this point. At one point, it was WrestleMania Backlash. At one point, it was Backlash. WrestleMania Backlash coming to you guys Saturday morning at 9 a.m.?
1 p.m. Eastern.
1 p.m. Eastern in the United States? That's going to be on Peacock.
Yes.
And for everybody else, WWE Network. So 1 p.m. Eastern is 12. That's noon. So, okay. That's actually not too bad. I thought we were going to be up at 9 in the morning, like trying to watch it or something. But we are not going to watch it, I believe, until probably 8 p.m. So we're going to do our best to keep our phones on Do Not Disturb. That way we don't ruin anything. Mia, go ahead and walk us into the 5 matches and tell us what we will be expecting from those championship matches.
Okay, first up we have...
Is each one a championship match?
Most of them are, except for the tag team match, the men's tag team match.
Oh, it's versus the Bloodline. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so first we have the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships, the Kabuki Warriors, Asuka and Kairi Sane versus Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill. Then we have Randy Orton and Kevin Owens versus the new Bloodline, Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga. Is that how you say his name?
Tama Tonga.
WWE. Then we have a WWE Women's Championship match, a triple threat match. Bayley versus Naomi versus Tiffany Stratton.
Oh, that's where Naomi is. I was wondering. Go ahead.
Next, we have the World Heavyweight Championship, Damian Priest versus Jey Uso. Then for our main event, we have the Undisputed WWE Championship, Cody Rhodes versus AJ Styles.
All right, so that's five matches, guys. It looks, on paper, it looks like it should be great. It should be a great, on paper, they're great matchups. The Kabuki Warriors, Asuka and Kairi, great wrestlers. Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill, athletic, just phenomenons, you know what I mean? So it's going to be a great match, and it's going to be fun to see Bianca and Jade Cargill in a tag team. That's going to be exciting. So what do you want to talk about first? The tag team match, since it's the only non-title match?
Yeah.
Okay, so who do we got?
We have Kevin Owens and Randy Orton versus the New Bloodline, Tama Tonga and Solo Sikoa.
Okay, so who do you want to win? I think this one's pretty easy, right?
I think the Bloodline's going to win for this
one. Oh, you think? Okay. So who do you want to win and who do you think's going to win?
I want Kevin and Randy, but I think it's going to be the Bloodline.
I want, for the sake of going against what you pick, you think the Bloodline. I think the Bloodline needs to win for, like, to keep them dominant to, yeah, for whenever Roman eventually comes back. The new Bloodline versus the old Bloodline. Whatever they decide to do is going to be crazy.
Roman, we miss you. Come back.
I think they need to continue making the Bloodline dominant, a dominant force. But at the same time, you don't even really need to give them wins to do that. You could just have them creating chaos. Because, like, Solo doesn't have that many wins, right, on the main roster?
Mm-mm.
No.
I'm pretty sure he has, like, right now, like zero 1-40. To, like, yeah,
right, something like that. So either they're gonna keep building that or they just don't need the win. So I'm gonna go the Bloodline.
I'm going Bloodline as well.
Yeah. Okay, so next match, let's talk about the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships. The Kabuki Warriors, Asuka and Kairi Sane, the champions, defending against Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill. Who do you want to win? Who do you think's gonna win? Tell us what you think is going to happen.
I think this one's pretty easy. I'm going with Jade and Bianca easily.
This one, yeah, I think it's about time. I think the Kabuki Warriors, I think Damage Control had their time. I think they had their run. They had their year. And they did. They did control the women's, you know, locker room, the women's roster. And they dominated. But now that Bayley's gone, you know, Dakota and the Kabuki Warriors might take a different story, might take a different angle, might end up in a different place. So I think Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill are too much money to not put the belts on them.
I mean, they beat them tonight.
It's going to be insane. We didn't get to watch tonight, by the way, guys. Anybody listening, we didn't get to watch tonight. So I don't know if you know anything about tonight that you'd like to share along the way. Just go ahead and chime in whenever you feel like it.
Actually, I feel like there is a chance that the Kabuki Warriors could win this because they have Tiffany Stratton on their side. And Tiffany's going to be in Paris, France.
Yeah.
That she's going to be for the championship match. So and I Naomi think she's going to. Naomi will be there too. I think she's going to try helping Damage Control, because Dakota said herself, I always liked her. I always liked her, blah, blah, blah. And they're, like, inviting her.
Who, Tiffany?
They're inviting Tiffany into Damage Control.
Tiffany's going to help Damage Control and Tiffany, then, oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. The new Toxic Attraction, I'm all for that. I'm cool with that. Let's all take some time real quick to give some praise to Dakota Kai and how great she has been and how great she is on the mic. big Dakota Kai fan. I never thought that I thought it was a shame she never got an NXT championship, but eventually I guess she'll go back and she'll probably do that and run NXT for a little bit. Dakota Kai, so much untapped potential. With her injuries, she's obviously had to be sidelined, hasn't been able to do anything, but so much potential. It's her gear, her look, her mic skills, everything's on point. So next match, that one's pretty simple. Like I said, Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill. That's what you're going as well?
Yeah, all the way.
Okay, so next match we are going to talk about, guys, keep in mind, it's going to be a short episode. It's late. Mia has things to do in the morning, has to be up at 8 in the morning. It's already 10:30, 10:15, whatever. So we're kind of going to make this a short one. Like I said, starting this premium live event, we're going to start doing a review as well. So we're going to do the preview, and then we're going to do the review. So you guys will have that to look forward to as well. Next, we're going to talk about...
Let's talk about the women's championship match.
The WWE Women's Championship match. We got Bayley, the champion, defending against Naomi and Tiffany Stratton in a triple threat match. Who do you think is going to win? Who do you want to win? What do you think is going to happen?
I think we're getting a return during the women's match.
A return of who?
Of the queen,
Charlotte Flair.
Oh,
okay. You told me this before. Go ahead and tell everybody why you think that.
The other day, I think it was yesterday, Charlotte Flair posted, I think it was on her Instagram, that it was just a photo of her, and she looked really good, and she posted that she was in France, and she like keeps posting about the women's championship.
How long has Charlotte been out already?
She's been out since she lost to Rhea. So last
year?
Yeah.
Right? Over a year? Oh, okay. So, and you think there's going to be a feud between, or what do you think she's there for?
I think in my head, I want Tiffy to win, and that's going to strike up a feud between Tiffy and Charlotte.
And Charlotte? That would be an amazing feud to follow. As we've said on this podcast before, Tiffany Stratton, we think, is the next Charlotte Flair. Obviously, she's not wrestling bloodline like Flair is. But everything else that she possesses, ability, look, mic skills, you know, presence, charisma, entrance. Like, I think she's the whole package. It's going to be, and then she's what, 24, 25?
I think she's like 20-something.
Right, something like that. Like, she's very young. So, her, Rhea, Austin Theory, like, there's so many young talent. Dominic Mysterio, there's so many young talent that are going to be, like, just emerge. I hope it's time. I hope it's Tiffy time. I'm ready for it. I hope it's Tiffy time. I love Bayley. I love Pamela. But, I think it's Tiffy time.
I do too, but like, are they really gonna take the title off of Tiffy, off of Bayley already?
I think, in my opinion, I think that the women's division as a whole could use some consistent turnover. I think that it wouldn't hurt the women's division because the men's division, for the most part, you've seen quick turnover of the belts. You've seen 1,300 days with Roman. You saw 470 days with Cena. You saw 400 days with CM Punk. All these things. And, like, the women, you're having historic title runs. You're having long title runs. But you haven't really seen the, like, you know, where they're changing titles, changing title holders, changing champions often. And I think that that's something that the women's division, for the most part, could benefit from, whether it's they make it a mid-card title and that's the one that's switching all around the place, or the women's tag team belts, you know, those are the ones that are bouncing around everywhere, or one of the, you know, the WWE Women's Championship or the World Women's World Heavyweight Championship. Any one of those, I think, could experience some quick turnover, consistent turnover, and I think it'll help the women's division because people are dying to see new stars be made. Chelsea Green should hold a title at once. Liv Morgan needs to hold another title. Who are we missing? Indy Hartwell can hold a title eventually. Granted, she's not the best in the ring. Jade Cargill should hold a title ASAP, you know, even if it's... Granted, that's a little more difficult because you don't want to squat, like, you know, ruin Jade's momentum, stuff like that. They'll get to her. But she's going to be one of those that's like a Rhea, a year-long title run, like, yeah, without a doubt. But, yeah, I like the EO thing, how they allowed her to be champ for what? 3-4 months, something like that.
I have no idea.
6 months, I think. Or I don't think she made a year. But yeah, I think they could benefit. So I'm gonna go with Tiffy for the sheer sake of wanting to see that quick turnover. Do I think they're gonna take it off Bailey? Do I think it's Tiffy time at 25 years old? No, but I'm going Tiffy all the way. She's gonna be another one of those that's like I won't be able to root against whenever she like she's in a match. So Tiffy time all the way.
I think that, dang it, I really think Bailey's gonna keep it. But I really, really want Tiffy to win.
So, if you had to pick one, who are you going?
I'm going Tiffy. I don't care You're if going I'm Tiffy. Wrong.
Yeah, for this one, I don't care if I'm wrong. I am going to go with Tiffy because I just think it'd be cool to, I mean, she, like I said, she possesses everything it takes. Would look good with the belt. Has an interesting gimmick that a lot of people aren't going to like or are going to like in that babyface heel type of way. Like that they just don't care if she's bad. They just, you know, like her. The next match that we got is a World Heavyweight Championship match. We got Damian Priest, the champion, defending against Jey Uso. Another very interesting match. Another match that could go either way. Another match that makes you ask, what are they thinking? What are they going to do? This one, man, I like Damian Priest as a champion so much. But again, the World Heavyweight Championship, bringing it back, you know, they could afford to have some quick turnover. Jey Uso commands the entire crowd in his entrance. His character is lit. You know what I mean? The whole yeet movement would become a real thing where it's like you had the yeah movement, you had the yes movement, like the yeet movement. It's coming. You know, I don't know if they're going to do it this early. They can afford to do it. I don't know if they're going to make him wait. But I think Jey Uso, he's got the look right now. He's got, you know, he's got the story. He's got the fans. He's got the crowd. Like, he got the entrance. Why not?
I think I do want Jey to win the title tomorrow. But if Jey does... I want him to lose it to Drew, like right away. Quick turnover. Like,
yep.
Drew deserves. Couple after, months. I know I said on the WrestleMania podcast I did not want Drew to win at WrestleMania, but yeah. I think it's just because he was going against Seth, and that's my favorite wrestler.
Yeah.
But after seeing his promo after WrestleMania, and like been seeing what he's been doing, I really want Drew McIntyre as champ again. Even if it's for 5 minutes again.
I think Drew's in current transition from the Drew McIntyre, the babyface Drew McIntyre. Obviously, he's already heel, but I think he's slowly turning into the Scottish psychopath. And I think it's happening because he's taking all these bad turns. He's starting to.
And CM Punk,
exactly. So I think CM Punk is making him turn back into the Scottish psychopath. That is going to be a great match. Drew McIntyre and CM Punk. Again, I think a lot of these championships could benefit from some quick turnover here and there. I don't think it would be a bad thing to put the belt on a couple people within 4 months or within 6 months. You know, give a couple people 2 month title runs or 3 month title runs. Excuse me. Oh, shit. Sorry, everybody. Man, Damian looks good with that title, and he looks like he's just getting started.
But I think the Judgment Day is falling apart.
I was like, about to say
really
that.
Fast.
Like, really fast.
Monday with Liv. I also saw another thing they pointed out. Liv was walking out of a dressing room while Jey was cutting a promo backstage with Kathy, and right after Dom, you see Dom exit the same locker room following after her in the same spot. And then during when he's talking to Ray, a lot of people have been saying that he had lipstick on him.
Oh, dirty Dom. I saw a meme that I'm not gonna do it. That would be because they say that I saw a theory that said that they would want to, that Liv would be trying to recruit Dom. This was Pro Wrestling World, I think, on Facebook and Instagram. Y'all can go check them out.
Gosh, I love that page.
Yeah, they got some good content, I'm not gonna lie. But one of the guys posted a theory that, you know, take Dom to the Wyatt Family Six, or I don't know what the name is. And they were talking about, you know, having him kind of take on the mask persona and like have him start wearing a mask, but have it like a kind of like a disrespectful Rey Mysterio mask, or like a Fiend Rey Mysterio kind of blend, you know, like a dark Rey Mysterio. I would not be opposed to that. WWE, if you're listening, if you follow Pro Wrestling World, please do that. Dude, please. That would be crazy. That Dom, legendary character right now.
For sure. I love Dom right now.
Crazy, crazy what he's doing right now. Like, just some really good work, I think. But again, the Judgment Day falling apart.
And it's all starting with Liv.
She did say that she was coming for everything that Rhea loved. So she took the title. And she started
with Dom.
She took the title. She's taking Dom. She's taking down Judgment Day. Liv Morgan revenge tour. Guys, watch her.
I'm a Liv Morgan crybaby. I really want her as champ. What's it called? Can we talk about the Wyatt Six before we go on with the match card?
Go ahead.
I'm only saying because I love the little teasers that we've been getting the past week, but I kind of noticed this before, like, the teasers started happening. Like, I was supposed to say it on the last podcast, but, you know, we had some technical difficulties and I wasn't able to say it. But I remember I was watching the Bray Wyatt documentary, and at the end, Bray's lamp, his old lamp, it, like, lights up, like, or it starts, like, flickering. And you see a silhouette of Uncle Howdy approaching. And in the thing, as everybody knows, Wyndham's younger brother, Bo Dallas, is Uncle Howdy. He made it official and everything. And he's coming back soon because all the barcodes are leading up to Bo Dallas coming back. Him... Liv Morgan, as you know, if you don't know, Liv Morgan and Bo Dallas are dating, and he always said that he wants to work with Liv, no matter what. He wants to work with Liv, either if it's just like a backstage segment, like a quick segment, or anything, he wants to work with her. Liv has been going a little unhinged recently, and just on tonight, there was a teaser during like the recap. And it was a lady silhouette with a mask over her face. And it's, like, flashing these little things. And it says, we believed. And then it just starts flashing, we believed, we believed, we believed. What was Bo Dallas saying when he was in WWE? I'm a believer. Are you a believer? So I'm a believer, you guys. I hope that's what the random match with the Bloodline and Randy is, that they're bringing Bo Dallas back then. I've been hearing it's going to be a two-person persona. Like the way Bray had it, how he had Bray Wyatt and he had The Fiend. That Bo Dallas cool. is going to be Bo Dallas and Uncle Howdy.
That'd be cool. That would be cool to see. So, everything considered, World Heavyweight Championship match. Damian Priest, champion. Jey Uso, challenger. Who wins? Who do you want to win? What do you think happens?
I think Damian's taking it. Because Jimmy's injured.
Jimmy's injured.
And
Jimmy was the one always stopping Jay from winning championships.
Yeah, but he got jumped by the Bloodline. He's not with the Bloodline anymore.
They did jump him out.
So what if he maybe got... he helps
Jay.
Like, they don't get back together, but he helps him. It's either just he helps him. Just to
get back at Solo.
Yeah, he helps him or he interrupts him. One of the two. But I think Damian's going
to
win.
Not to get back at Solo. I don't know what I'm talking about. That's not a match with Solo. But anyways, so you're going Damian?
I think I'm going Damian.
Okay, I'm going to go Jay because I want to see the Yeet movement in full effect. I'm ready. I'm ready to see it happen. All right, guys, last match. Before we get into the last match, everybody, like we said at the beginning, Attitude and Assumptions dropping May 22nd, 2024. That's Ian's birthday, midnight, May 22nd. So that's May 21st, 11:59 p.m. So check your phones about midnight, midnight and a half, whatever the case may be. But it is a three-part album. It is Attitude will be dropping first, 10 tracks. Assumptions will be dropping second, 10 tracks. And then the deluxe version will be dropping with 25 tracks. So I hope you guys enjoy that. If you are listening, go check that out. May 22nd, Attitude and Assumptions by D.I.G., produced by Chach with the Heat and True Rye Low of the Realist Underground Entertainment. The last match we're going to talk about. Mia, take it away.
The last match we're going to be talking about is the main event for the WWE Universal Championship. Our newly crowned champion, Cody Rhodes, versus the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Okay, so before we even talk about the match at hand, I want to ask a question, and I want to throw something out into the IWC, the Internet Wrestling Community. Cody Rhodes, undisputed WWE Championship. Roman Reigns, 1,300 days as Universal Champion.
I don't know why I said undisputed.
Okay, so let that sink in. Cody Rhodes, undisputed WWE champion. Roman Reigns won the WWE championship. He was WWE champ for like 600 days or like 600 days, something like that. 400 days, something. But with the Universal Championship, he hadn't lost it in over 1,300 days. There is a picture of Roman sitting on a king chair, and a lot of people are saying like when he comes back, he's going to be bigger than ever. Is Roman still holding the Universal Championship, or
which one's that one?
It was the blue one and the red one.
No, he retired that one.
It's remember? Retired.
He after Bray Wyatt passed away, okay. He retired it to him.
Okay, because I had seen a picture where he had a belt next to him, and it was like a completely different design. I was like, are they still running this dude's?
Unless
numbers
that was
up?
Just like
retiring the blue belt
to bring a new one. Which would be...
They are changing the designs, and they did split them back up, or they unified them. I guess there's that thing, is they unified them. But my question to the IWC is about that picture with Roman Reigns. Could have just been a prop, could have just been a belt, but there is that little piece of information where it's like he was Universal Champion for 1,300 days, not WWE Champion. I wonder if that comes into play later in the future. I guess we'll see, you know. I guess we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. It was just something to throw out there. Somebody tell me I'm wrong. If we're wrong, go leave a terrible rating on Spotify and let me know how much I
Roman,
don't know.
Come back. We miss you.
So anyways, Cody Rhodes, champion, challenger, AJ Styles. One more thing. Before we get into it, because I think it's going to be pretty simple for me, and I don't know about you, but I think you know your answer by now. Cody Rhodes championship reign, is it stale already, or is the internet wrestling community being a little fickle with only giving Cody a month?
Don't get me started on the internet wrestling
community. Because I'm seeing a lot of people talking about ratings, talking about this, talking about that, talking about Cody's title run is falling flat, talking about him and AJ Styles getting outdrawn by the bloodline still. Like, and I understand all of those things. I get it. But it's only been a month. You can't
only
possibly, who has a successful championship reign in 1 month, you know? It's only been a month since WrestleMania. WrestleMania was what, April 6th? It's only been 27 days, 28 days. Like,
I miss it already.
Give him a little. Yeah, me too. Give him a little bit of time. Cody Rhodes, right now, all he is doing is reintroducing himself, but reintroducing himself as champ. What one thing I have noticed is he has taken a little bit more command on the mic. He's crying a lot less. Shout out to that. Hey, you know, we were Cody crybabies with him. I wanted to cry. The little boy inside me was crying whenever Cody won that championship. I did want to cry as a grown man because Cody Rhodes went from mustache Cody Rhodes to Stardust to, Cody. You know, dashing Cody Rhodes to the American Nightmare, arguably my favorite gimmick of all time. You know, so I cannot wait. I can't wait to see Cody Rhodes defend his championship against people from their homelands. You know what I mean? Representing their home countries, because I think the WWE saw the pop that Bad Bunny got. And I think they saw what that atmosphere was like. And it was ECW-like atmosphere. Like, on a scale that was times 100 in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico?
That entrance.
Legendary.
Already probably my favorite entrance I've ever seen.
And that one, the Cody one at WrestleMania, was pretty lit, I'm not gonna lie. But that one was so crazy.
Speaking of Brandy, I saw a Brandy rumor before we started recording. Some person, I don't know who it was a gear maker. He or she, I don't know who it was, posted a gear that was red, white, and blue. And it was like, it looked like Cody-ish. Like if Cody was a girl, it looked like Cody would wear something like that. Mm-hmm. And people were like, oh, it's just Tiffy. It's just Tiffy. Like it's definitely just Tiffany's. But Tiffy wouldn't, like, that's too like covered type of stuff. And people are like, it's Cody inspired. The girl said it's Cody inspired. She wouldn't be making gears for other women.
Yeah.
So people are thinking Brandy's on her way back. We already saw her at WrestleMania, she was in wrestling gear.
She wasn't
in normal clothes, wrestling gear.
Man, I thought she was gonna get involved that night. That would have been epic.
I thought so too.
That would have been epic. Man, what an epic main event at WrestleMania. That was storytelling at its finest. I enjoyed it. I loved it. A lot of people are a little harsh, you know, as you get older, you start seeing the product different. You start enjoying it a little less because you can only see so many wrestling matches, you know, so you want to see story, you want to see entertainment. That's what I love about the WWE. Not a super, super big fan of wrestling, the sport, but God, I love sports and entertainment. So when you put them together, I feel like the WWE is like the absolute most perfect place for somebody like me. So I'm going Cody because the American Nightmare.
I'm going Cody too. As much as I love AJ Styles, I think I've always liked AJ since like I first started watching wrestling, minus that I was scared of him. I really want to go for AJ so badly, but they're not taking it off of Cody yet. Nah. They're not gonna make children cry.
There's
and
no
full
way.
Grown men cry.
There's just no way. I'm crying just thinking about it.
Just to take it away. I literally cried on my way home.
AJ Styles, man. What a legend. One of the greatest wrestlers of all time.
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer, walking Hall of Famer. It's just character-wise, what are you going to do?
Can't put him with the OC again.
No, don't do that. Like, what are you going to do as a character to elevate yourself from just a good wrestler to somebody with the story, you know what I mean? Cody has the story, and that's what, like I said, man, oof. I hope it gets to the point where he's fighting, you know, Drew McIntyre at Clash of the Cast at the Castle. You know,
I really hope they give him a title before he retires.
If Jinder were there fighting him in Saudi Arabia, like, you know, a bunch of different stuff like that, like Gunther in like Germany, or where is he from?
Germany,
I don't know, one of those. He's Germany.
He's not Russian. No.
No.
Russian.
Anyways, wherever wherever Gunther's from, fighting him there, because I think Cody's gonna have an epic 5-match series with Gunther. I think Gunther's gonna be his top op, like, for sure. And it's gonna be great TV. But at the end of the day, this one's pretty simple. Shout out to AJ Styles, but Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes for sure. But like, my heart really wants AJ Styles, but I wanted Cody too long for them to take it off him. I think I'd be pretty upset. 2 years.
2 years.
I've only been watching for three.
Yeah, exactly. 2 years. So you were invested in that story for longer than you have been.
And that's because I didn't like Cody when I first started watching. I was the biggest Cody hater ever.
I remember that.
I think it was just because I was mad because they were using Seth.
So, guys, that's it. I mean, that's about it. We covered every match. We got WrestleMania Backlash or Backlash, whatever you want to call it, from Lyon, France. 1 o'clock Eastern, so 12 o'clock noon in America, or actually in Eastern time, so that's for us in Texas. Yeah, everybody, get ready for Attitude and Assumptions. Shout out to Mia Made It. Get ready for the review episode, which will be dropping, you know, after WrestleMania Backlash or after Backlash, the day after or the night, whatever the case may be. The day after. Yeah, the day after for sure. So, yeah, guys, thank you for tuning in to another one. This has been the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast with Mia Made It. We appreciate y'all tuning in. Mia, go ahead and tell everybody bye.
Bye, everybody. I'll see you next month.
We will see you tomorrow in 2 days.
2 days.
In 2 days. We'll talk to y'all in 2 days. All right, guys. We're out of here.
The realest underground entertainment. T-R-U-E. Hashtag that. Hashtag that. Hashtag that. True. The realest underground entertainment. Your source for local music. Your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment. Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.